Hey there. Welcome to Cosmic Confessions, a podcast by your spiritual besties.
I'm Alex.
I'm Avery.
And I'm Melissa.
Coming at you unhinged,
unfiltered, and unedited.
Join us on this journey as we explore the profound,
the practical,
and the unlimited potential within us.
Let's awaken our spirits, ignite our passions, and elevate our lives together as the universe speaks and we listen.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our next episode of the Cosmic Confessions podcast. We have a juicy one. We have a juicy one today, don't we, ladies?
We do.
Juicy. Definitely.
Avery, what's the confession?
All right. So our confession today is that our female friendships should have non-negotiables, just like our intimate relationships do. There should be standards when you're connecting with your girlfriends.
Totally.
And we want to kind of talk about all those things.
And what that looks like.
Yeah. So
let's unpack.
We have some juicy questions for each
other. We have some very juicy questions. All right. I'm going to kick us off. Sound good?
Okay.
Sounds
yes.
good. Is this
thing on? Here we go. What's the one thing a friend can do that would make you immediately cut them off without hesitation? It's a juicy one. Should I start?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. Go for it.
Get it out, baby girl.
Excitement.
Get it out.
You know what it is? We need some podcast episodes about female friendships because female friendships, I know in my life, can either be the most medicinal healing element or the complete opposite of that.
The most toxic.
It could be the most toxic, the most stressful. So I'm really excited to unpack this. But for me, one of the things that will make me just totally walk away from a friendship is like a sense of betrayal and also people talking about me behind my back and not having the guts to say it to my face. Like anything, like you can talk about me and gossip about me, it's fine, but have the audacity to say it to my face so we can have a conversation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's like, or someone being one way with you in person, but then come to find out behind the scenes they are saying horrendous lies or horrible things. So it's like this sense of betrayal.
Right.
Like, come on, if you're gonna say that XYZ about me, that's fine. Your prerogative, that's cool. But then like have a conversation.
Yeah. Definitely.
So we can be adults about it and have dialogue instead of like, you know, just being like a little teenage girl. Like, let's do better.
Can I go off of that?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
No, I was just going to, because it made me think of like, if you think of like your female friendships, some of us have friends from like middle school, high school, maybe even like preschool, whatever. And like everyone's evolving and changing, right?
Right.
So once you have like that significant other, you start to have kids or there's like jobs and everyone changes. And like that means your relationship has to change.
Yeah.
And sometimes it doesn't happen. There's this expectation of like, oh, we've been friends forever. So you just, what does that mean? You're just going to like,
coast
or just like shove stuff under the carpet. Like we've changed, like maybe you don't jive with their husband, maybe it's like one has a kid and one doesn't, you're like, I can't find time to be your friend because you're always doing kid stuff. Like so these conversations have to come up in female relationships. If not, they just like die off or just gets awkward and it's not genuine anymore.
I completely agree, and I feel like on even a deeper level, right? It's like we're at the age where communication should be number one, especially if there are things that are bothering us and that we're allowing to like compile and create resentment until somebody explodes. Right? Like I feel like there is this space where there are female friendships where I know for me, right? You could think you're so close with someone, you can trust them with the world, you can confide in them, tell them all these things, and then find out that for almost an entire year, right, you're being kind of gaslit and lied to and pretended that there is this friendship that doesn't even exist, right? Like the person can say, well, I love you, let's hang out, let's do this and that, and then not even have truth behind any of those words. And then I think what really is a different part of that too, is within that communication, if you're then confronting that person and they're continuously telling you, no, everything's fine. No, everything's fine. And then you start doubting your intuition, right? You start doubting what you know is true. And I think that creates a disconnect within self, which then creates like an even further level of confusion and then even more of like the unfolding of the friendship behind the scenes.
So what would be like the, like Melissa's question, like what would be the it that cuts?
The it for me would be, I guess, finding out, or just, I feel like it's hard because it is normally a buildup, right? But like, for me, I feel like it would be the fakeness and the inauthenticity of the person that is like, all right, I'm done. Like, I can't do this anymore. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I think for me, it would be lack of like empathy. Like if someone doesn't understand the other person's lifestyle, right? Like we all have so much going on, and then like throw in like literally like our cycle, right? And like I have friends that are like, I'm probably gonna have my period that day. Like I'm not hanging out with you. Like I want to be in bed, and you're just gotta be like, okay. But like that's like how that friend is, and you have to be like okay with that, right? Because it's like a conversation that comes up a lot. But I think a lack of empathy in friendship is like really hard to,
yeah, like no compassion or understanding.
Yeah, no understanding. Mm-hmm. I've like had some encounters with that recently, and I think it's just like life's like a lifestyle thing. Like someone doesn't have kids, someone does, and they're just like they don't get the like busyness. Right. Or how about this? When someone is like, if they ask you if you're free and you say no, but like you post something, it's like, oh, I thought you were busy. It's like, well, I want to be like, I need to like schedule like just like me time. Mm-hmm. But you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like when people are just expect you like to just like hang out every time like you're free, but like you also need to just like
breathe.
Yeah.
Great answers, ladies. Yeah. Great answers. Yeah.
Anything else to add? Otherwise, I think we should move on to question number two.
We have some juicy questions today, Alex. Okay. What do you got for number two, girl?
The second one. How do you handle a friend who's constantly competing with you instead of supporting you?
Do you want me to go first? Do you want to go first, Daves?
Yeah. I mean, this one's a lot. Like I've had some old friendships where there was so much jealousy, and like weird copycattiness that is borderline like
offensive.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 Like what is that? I mean, this is back like in my 20s, like when I had like a huge falling out with a group of friends, and it was really intense and. Yeah, but like now I have to say like I, quick story. So I was teaching a music class yesterday, and a dad came up to me and was like, oh, Avery the doula, right? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, oh, our friend from Long Beach mentioned you. She loves you. She talks about you all the time. She said you're a great doula. And like just knowing that the group of the friends that I have right now talk about me in such a positive way when like I'm not around. So there's this like dad with his 3-year-old who knew me because I was a doula. So you haven't had a kid in 3 years, but like that conversation with this other woman was obviously memorable enough for that when you came to my class. You were like, oh, I heard such good things about you. You're Avery, right?
That's really cute.
And like, so I do see that in my life, there's been some really shitty times of like betrayal and fakeness and jealousy and wanting to copycat. I remember like a friend being like, oh, well, like, you know, I want to date someone that looks like your boyfriend. And I was like, that's weird. Why? That's weird. Like, that's so weird. And they and she would like compare them. And like, but now it's just like so different. Like, I really do feel like I'm like in a more like yummy organic place with healthy girlfriends.
Yummy organic. I love it.
It is. Like, I just want to like smush everyone.
It's not McDonald's cheap trash anymore. Oh my
God. It's true. That's actually very true. Thank you.
Right? The fast food, In-N-Out.
Yeah.
No nutritional value, just flashy and bright and no depth or substance.
Yes.
Always compare it to food, you know?
Yeah, always.
But that's a great answer.
Yeah, it's just like, are your friends talking about you nicely?
To uplift and like.
When you're not even there.
Right.
Yeah. When you're not even there, like what do you hear through the grapevines?
Yeah. And I think the two, like the competitive aspect is like, I know I had somebody in my life who like people would point out to me that they would try to like dress like me and dance like me and move like me and act like me. And I'm like, that's so weird.
But they want to wear your skin. Yes, they don't want to be your friend. They want to be you, not be around you. Yeah, it's a hard lesson.
And that's weird. That is an uncomfortable feeling. And it's like,
it's gross.
Hey, just be yourself. Like, love who you are and allow me to be who I am without trying to do this whole weird I don't know. That it's very uncomfortable.
Yeah, well, I think like if another female was like, you're wearing that out, that's like not nice. That's like more of like a jealousy thing to me. Mm-hmm. You know? Like, yeah. I don't know.
And I feel like jealousy really is the root of all evil, because it can just turn people into a whole different version of who they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It really can. But I can empathize with you, because that's been a really hard lesson for me, is figuring out, especially the last like year or so, like, oh, this woman, she never was invested in our friendship. She just wanted to be me.
Yes.
And it's kind of giving, like, let me wear your skin. It's kind of gross. It's kind of bizarre. But nonetheless, you can still feel betrayed, because you were invested in that relationship, and the other person like wasn't at all. But I've definitely felt this energy of competition in female relationships before, and it's hard too, because like we're entrepreneurs, so obviously we're like go-getters and we put ourselves very much in the public eye, especially like on social media and in the community and at events and stuff. And yeah, there's like this competitive energy that can like come into the mix. But I heard this amazing quote by this guy Craig, and he said, he's like, Melissa, you want to know something though? Competition happens for bottom feeders, collaboration happens at the top.
That's nice.
Right? So it's like, if you're, it's like the giraffes versus the turtles, you know what I'm saying? It's like, if you're in, or the Whole Foods, right, analogy, it's like if you have these more elevated, more aligned friendships in your life, competition like amongst us, like never is that in the mix of like the three of us. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, it's always like, how can we love on each other, and how can we support each other, and how can we collaborate with each other in business too? And it's just, competition has no space for that at Whole Foods.
Yeah, Whole Foods. Yeah, and I think like a non-negotiable for me is like friends that kind of like, even if they can't come, because we all host a lot of events.
Sure,
right?
Sure.
Like even if I can't come to one of your speaking things, or if someone can't come to one of like my dance classes, like I love when like I'm always like, oh my god, my friend like shared it, or
promoted
like
it.
Had someone else in it, and like that's how we like use each other in such a healthy, positive way, is to like networking is so important, so important. Like there's so many times where like, even as a doula, like if I can't do something for my client, I'm 100% going to tell them about a friend or another female colleague or someone else that can do that job, right? And I think that's really important. I know women who just think they could take on everything and be like one-stop shop, but it's like, you can't be great at everything. Like, Tell them about your friend that's a really great massage therapist or an acupuncturist, right?
Yeah.
So
you want to like build up, not break down.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's so necessary. But I think you're right. I think jealousy is the thing that breaks that that down.
Yeah.
So true.
And I think it's like jealousy then with the lack of communication, right?
Because it's a recipe for disaster.
Right. Because then it's like so many of the insecurities then overpower, and then it's like it becomes almost malicious.
Yeah.
Like it's no longer light and fun and connection. It's like becomes, I feel like, almost manipulative and evil. Like evil is the word.
It can be. And yeah, I think some people are maliciously intending to do you harm because of XYZ. But then also I think it's, they just don't even have the level of awareness. It's like the giraffe versus the turtle. It's like, you don't even, I'm saying all this and you're not, it's not even registering. Yeah.
But don't you feel like it's hard to like break up with a in a female friendship? Like there's so much like breakup culture on Instagram and podcasts about like breaking up with like your significant other, like, you know, the opposite sex. But like no one really talks about like
friendships,
breaking up with like a friendship and how sometimes that can even
devastating.
It's devastating. It can be traumatizing. It's a lot, because we tell, like, females know, we tell each other everything. Like we've seen probably each other crying at their worst, and like during like maybe not the best like choices in life, but they were still behind you being like, it's okay, let's like get through this together. It's so different than like your relationship with like a man or like a boyfriend or whatever. But like we don't talk about like girlfriend breakups.
Yeah. Which I think can even be more painful than breaking up on an intimate level, because I feel like when it is a friendship or like your best friend, you're confiding in such a different space because you're really truly believing there's no judgment. Where I feel like in relationships, there is still a little bit of underlying fear of there being judgment there. You know, like you're trying to kind of almost, I feel like in the beginning of a relationship, trying to be your best to kind of lure and capture, in a sense, where I feel like with female friendships, it's like, this is me. And like, just love me for who I am. And then you think you're receiving that love when in reality, it could be.
Yeah, they could be talking about you or, think you're secretly crazy.
Yeah.
Just like weird.
Yeah.
No, I get it.
Or
yeah.
Evil, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. But do you want me to ask another question?
Yeah.
Okay. This is a good one. All right. Have you ever lost a friend because they refused to be real with you about their feelings and you just couldn't deal with the lack of communication anymore?
Yes.
Yes.
Definitely.
Currently.
Aw, baby girl.
Yeah. I think it's like you can only communicate so many times and ask if things are okay. And if the person is not willing to talk and wants to pretend and then, you know, be a person to talk behind someone's back or be that inauthentic fake friend, like at some point, right, you have to be like, enough is enough. I've tried, I've given it my all, and now it's time to walk away. It's almost like saying your piece and then being like, okay, now I can cut the cords. Now I can move on.
Yeah. And then how about like friend groups, right? Sometimes like intertwined in the web, like you have a friend group or a group chat and then like two or three people are like not vibing anymore. Like how do you guys like handle that?
It's hard. It's not easy to do that. It's not easy to do that. And like, see, this is why it's, and I understand, like, listen, I've also been on the other side of things where I don't want to be confrontational. I don't want to have the hard conversation. That is not my chosen bingo card any day of the week, by the way. However, we have to be willing to have adult conversations.
Yeah.
You know, and I could understand if, like, I gave off the vibe with, like, any of my female friendships that I'm erratic, that you can't talk to me about anything, that I would get so mad. What?
I know.
I am like, yes, like I can, we can have hard conversations, people, and it's okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, when you're in a web of like friendships like that, and there's a group chat, it's like almost every,
you're walking on eggshells.
Yeah, and it's so,
or staying silent.
Or I hope this episode is a sign to someone or a group of people out there that is like, do not suppress your feelings.
Yeah,
like,
no, you have to have hard conversations.
Right, and like if you're going to therapy, like bring up girl relationships and therapy. Like, I feel like we just always talk about like, oh, how's your boyfriend? How's the partner? Blah, blah, blah. Like, there's so much going on with like female things. And just like, you know, to get like personal, like you guys like keep it really real with me.
We do, because we love you.
Yeah.
Likewise.
And we have hard conversations.
Hard conversations.
Like all the time.
All the times. Like if I'm like, you know, if you don't think I'm making the right choice, you're like, please use better judgment right now. Like, just check yourself.
Sure.
Right.
And that doesn't and Avery doesn't get mad at us when we do that. It's like, okay, wait, got to do inventory here. You know what I'm saying? It's not like, it's because we love each other.
Right. It comes from a place of love.
Right. But like, you have to be willing to have hard conversations. And just like, for example, I'm just throwing like an example out there. Like, just like blocking somebody like on social media or their phone number, that's not communicating. So I just want to like mention that as well, because I think we get a little avoidant happy, which is okay. There's time and place for that. But we also have to take accountability and be willing and able to have hard conversations as well.
You know? Yes, I agree. Well, there's healthy boundaries and there's unhealthy boundaries. I think blocking and pretending you two or two people didn't exist is like very weird.
Yeah.
And not healthy.
Especially in this day. And it's not healthy. Especially in this day and age where like, everyone's connected.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Everyone's connected somehow. You can't do that. So it's like you can't.
Doesn't work that way anywhere.
No.
Yeah. And I think just being able to have those tough conversations, like I also do get the other side of that, can be really scary, right?
It's so because scary.
Everyone, I feel like.
Because girls can be vicious.
Correct.
I get it.
Correct. And there is this like protective mechanism too. Like, I don't want to hurt the other person, so I don't know how to say that I'm feeling X, Y, and Z.
But that's okay to say that. Yes. Say, I have to have a conversation with you. I don't know what to say mm-hmm. right now, but this is what the low hanging fruit. It's okay to not know what to say. Say that.
Yes. Yes. Say something.
Say something.
Anything.
I did have a mutual friend that listened to like our first season, and she reached out to me and said that like she was having some friend group issues, and like the mm-hmm. podcast like really did like help her make mm-hmm. Just have harder conversations. And you know, the conclusion of that was like she just had to like walk away from drama, like walk away from the mm-hmm. female friendships that are like toxic. It's like, I'm your friend, I'm not your friend. I'm going out with you, I'm not going out with you. Like, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
On a lighter note, can we talk about things that we like love about one another and like love and
love
friendships
about friendships
and like what you enjoy with your close girlfriends? Like,
I would say for me, it's like having the deep conversations, having mm-hmm. like...
It's always deep for you, Alex.
Always.
I am like...
If you can't go deep with the Scorpio, pack your bags.
Literally, don't come near me.
Oh my goodness.
I will get bored
very
quickly.
Tell me all of your trauma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
let's hold me while you do it.
Yeah. Let's pull cards about it. Let's meditate on it. Yeah, that's definitely
important. That could be intimidating for some people.
Oh, for sure. I think it's intimidating probably to most people, to be honest.
Yes, yeah. It definitely is, so...
And I feel like I can pull the whole like surface level support for the other person, mm-hmm. but then I start feeling very empty and lonely. And that's when things have to start to change. Cause it's like, okay, I can be here for you, but then I need you to kind of like take a little leap off the shallow end and like dive a little bit with me. Mm-hmm. I'm not asking you to like go full force plunging down the deepest parts,
okay.
but I need, you know, there to be a little bit more of the willingness or ability to explore.
Yeah, and like equal mm-hmm. energy exchange.
Correct.
Like, ever been in a relationship where you're like, oh, I wonder if they're going to text me first, or do I have to be the first one to text? Mm-hmm. Like, I never think that about you guys. Like, I don't have to ever worry that like if I don't text one of you, then I'm never going to hear from you again. But it's like there's some friendships that I can, you know, that I could think of where it's like, oh man, if I don't ask like how are things, like
you'll never hear from them.
It's like the phone works both ways, people.
Yeah.
Like, a text. And memes don't count.
Mm-hmm. Memes. Reels don't
count.
Can
we talk about, like, I sent you that reel.
But I pebbled you. And I gave you the little pebble in your DM.
Yeah. I poked you on Facebook. What?
That was my way of saying hello for the next week.
I mean, listen, reels are a love language. Like, I can attest to that. But, like,
it's like the cherry on top. It's the cherry on top. Yes, it's not the foundation of your friendship.
Exactly.
It's like, I'm thinking about you, but also let me check in and actually
see. Just made me think of you, but now let's get deep over some chai.
Yeah, like, your female, just like boyfriends or girlfriends, right? Like, your female relationships shouldn't trigger your anxious attachment style. That's not a flex. Yeah. Like, that's not a good look. But definitely, the ability to like connect on a deeper level. Mm-hmm. And I also think for me, like, you have to have the same values. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sorry, but if that's not aligned, there's only so much that we're going to connect on mm-hmm. and like talk about. And not that you have to necessarily like the same things as me, but like values wise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And morals and stuff.
Yeah. I think celebrating each other's wins, too.
Yes.
I love
that. Yes. It's so important.
I'm so happy for you.
Yes. And, like, creating just, like, safety and trust.
Yeah.
Right? Like, having it be and feel like a safe space that is super supportive, where you can celebrate, mm-hmm. where you are, like, promoting each other and each other's wins, and you want to see each other succeed.
Yeah. And growth. Like, growth, right? Like, growing how cool together. Would it be, like, let's try something new together.
Yeah.
Right?
Definitely.
Yeah. I love it. This was really juicy. And
so juicy.
Stick around for part two, because we're going to now dive into the intimate aspect of non-negotiables. But I do want you guys to think about what your non-negotiables are in friendships. Like, what does that look like for you? Are you speaking up and having hard conversations? Can you speak up this week and have a hard conversation? Like, let's really challenge you there. Let's kind of get you out of that comfort zone and put you into a space to help you grow and dive a little bit deeper.
Awesome.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Until the next episode.
See you soon.
See you in part two.
Bye, guys.
Bye.